Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches. We're learning Simen Chafei. So the Chayodim says we talked about the Div Hidin Mukhan Mazuman. Mizdow Hikan Likros Elokach Yisrael. The Pasuk Anamus says that a person should prepare oneself to meet their Creator. What's Alarma? What does that mean to say? Shetochin Atzmacham Mikhaidim. A person should prepare oneself prior. Velobe Pasa Pisam, not just jump into it. Then he says a personal note to Karbachanti Ben Yisoyan. I've tested this out myself many times. If I've done a mitzvah with just, as it were, suddenly, without prior preparation, I have not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Therefore, I recommend very strongly that a person should be careful with this concept of the prior preparation. Now the Gemara says the concept of hikon, this pasuk that which the Chayyim is quoting, is in regards to davening. The Gemara says in Sefer Shabbos that a person should put a special garment on and prepare, thereby preparing oneself for davening. By putting the garment on, a person is preparing oneself for davening. So obviously there are two elements in the idea of the garment. It's a garment which shows that the person is giving a chashivas to tefillah. He has a baggage which is miyuchad for tefillah. Its primary purpose is for the purpose of tefillah. So that is one element of it. But the second element is this idea when one puts on the garment, the person moves into a state of mind that it's time for davening because he's wearing that special garment, which is unique for the purpose of davening. Extending this idea further, I was asked a question by a young man. He says he uses his hat for davening and for Shabbos. Would that be, is that a problem if it's not begging miyuchad for tefillah? So in my understanding, that's not a problem because the point is, this is a hat which you use for special occasions. So when you put this hat on, you're reminded this is a special occasion. The fact that you use it for going to chasnas, Shabbos, and davening are all you've put davening in the same boat in your mind is Shabbos and wedding. So that is fine. That is actually a good that's a good expression of what we're trying to accomplish. This idea of hikon likros elokecha Yisrael. Now let's just clarify this hini mukhan mazuman that we're talking about. So there are really two elements of the hini mukhan mazuman. There is the Kabbalistic element which is added, the shem yichud. But the Chayyim is not talking about the Kabbalistic element. He's talking about the basic Hini Mukhan Mezuman. We did mention prior that Hini Mukhan Mezuman, there are three mitzvahs which beyond the general rule of mitzvah Tzichos Kavana. A person is supposed to have intents, specific intents by tzitzis, by tefillin, and by sukkah, and some add by pinyan ben as well. So over there, the purpose of the Hini Mukhan Mezuman is to add in that special intent that one is supposed to have. The paragraph of Hinei Mechaven that one says before they put on tefillin has various different thoughts that the person is supposed to have. That's a fulfillment of this idea that tefillin has unique thoughts which go with it. By Sukkos, the Hinei Mechaven Mezuman says it's a fulfillment of the reminder that Hashem protected us with Sukkos, whether it means Sukkos Mamish or it means Anoni HaKovid, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And by tzitzis, some versions of the Hinei Mukhan Mezuman that one says before putting on the talis add in, I'm doing this in order to l'man tizkor v'sisem eskol mitzvah, that I'm doing this in order to remind myself and do Hashem's mitzvahs. Not all versions have that, but that is the point in halacha that one is supposed to have a special intent is actually referring to that idea that tzitzis is a reminder for the mitzvahs, that a person really should make sure that they say that thought, or at least think that thought, in order to fulfill that extra requirement. So that's a unique halacha by those three or four things, by Pinyan Ben as well. But the general Hinei Mukhan Mezuman is what the Chayyim is referring to over here. This is without adding the Kabbalistic elements of the Shem Yichud. So what is the purpose of the Shem Yichud, and what is this extra thought the Shem Yichud is adding now? Also want to clarify, there are serious scenarios, certain points I think we mentioned in the Halacha Shurim, where the person should not actually say the Hinei Mukhan Mezuman. person should think it, between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and the Brei Gof, the night of the Seder, the second kois, the person should not be mafsik, but I'm having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of the second of the four koises. The person should think it, the person should not actually verbalize it over there, should not be mafsik between the two. So I think we'll clarify this more in a few more shurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.